Kirimu Sigurmoid, today's daf is Sota Daf Yud Aleph. A lot of Inyana Dayoma Gemara's, Agadat Gemara's about Yitzias Mitzrayim. But first, we're at the two dots here on Yudim and Beis with some Agadat about Avshalom. Avshalom, again, led a rebellion against David HaMelech. And again, obviously was killed when he was hanged by his hair. His hair got caught in the thicket, right? And that's how he kind of was unable to escape at the end of it. So let's just do the Agadat on that, and then we'll get to some more familiar, a lot of well-known, famous Gemaras that are quoted by specifically by Rashi on the Chumash, and then right, elsewhere when you're learning Yetzias Mitzrayim, Pesach, preparing for the Seder type stuff. All right, anyway, so Avshalom is God Bisaro. Again, we listed right all the things that a bunch of people kind of didn't do so well with the gifts that the Kosh Baruch had given them. So one of them was Avshalom, right? Had his beautiful hair, and he was in the end done in by his hair. So Tana Rabbanan, let's talk about Avshalom a little bit. Avshalom Bisaro Marad, he rebelled with his hair. Shenamar's Pesach says, if Avshalom lo haya ish yafeh, right? He was very beautiful, and he tried to use that to his advantage. Uvagalcho esrosho vayamikis yamim liyamim asher yigalach ki chavir alav uvagalcho vishakal esarosho masayim shkalim be'evin ha-melech. Again, it was 200 silver pieces. That's how much his hair was worth. Right? Again, Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. So again, as you remember from last Masechta, you can shave a Nazir Olam can shave once a year. So when he did shave, right, he had a lot of hair. It was very, very valuable. Tana within Rebbeiza, Evan she'anshei Tveri, Evan she'anshei Tzipori, Shoklam by Amrega. Again, they use a different 200 coins of by a different currency. The Fichach nitla b'sharo, and therefore he was hung by his hair. Shneimar, as Pazik says, Vayikra, I'm not sure. Avshalom lefnei avdei David, v'avshalom rochev al aperit, v'avo aperit tachas shovech ha'ala, ha'gdola, v'chazak, v'chazak. Just reading the pasuk, right? Yeah, vayechazak rosho ba'ala vayitan bein hashayim vein haaretz vayperda shetachtav avar. Again, he was just riding. He was trying to get away on a donkey, right? And his hair got caught in the trees, right? And then, the donkey kept on going, and he stayed there. And so what happened? So he tried. So Shukal Sira, he took out and boy the Mifsika. He wanted to cut himself free with his sword. And Tanabe Rabbi Shmuel, but Osa Shah Nivka Shol Mitachtav, the underneath, right, kind of the ground opened up for him, right? And so to the point is that if he had cut himself free from the tree, right, it would have fallen into the depths. Right, usually Shaul is usually for Gehenna, but okay, right, either way, see, something, literally, the Gemara means that the kind of the ground opened up, kind of like Korach, and it wouldn't have saved him, right, had he cut himself free, it would have fallen to his death. For Gaza Malach Fayala, again, we're quoting many, many of the psukim here, usually the Gemara, right, quotes just one or two lines, but just, you know, keeps on quoting here. For Gaza Malach Fayala, Aliyaz Shaar. Fayef, David cried, Kvako Amar Belechti, Bini Avshalom, Mitin Musi, Ani Tachtecha, Avshalom, Bini, Vahamelech Lot, Espana, Vahizak, Amelech, Kol Godol, Bini Avshalom, Bini Avshalom, Bini. So the Gemara says, Hani Timni, Bini Lama. So why did David say, Bini, my son, eight times? So he says, Shiva, for seven of them, the Aske B'Shiva, Midude Gehenim, got him up from the seven levels of Gehenim, whatever that means. I get probably parallel to the seven Rikias. Okay, I'm not sure. All right, v'idach, according to another opinion, Iga down made the Kari of Reisha, the Gabi Gufei, some sort of, for whatever reason, Avshalom, right, his head got beheaded, so he brought his head back to his body. V'iga down made Daisei Lamadase, and some said that he brought him into the next world. According to that last opinion, right, that David HaMelech was able to get him into Olam Haba, right, so Tosus over here points out the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin in Nachelek says that a son is able to be Mezakeh the Abba, right, if just Dibra Maschal de Isay, right, Bra Mezakeh Abba, right, the children are able to be Mezakeh the father. That's, you know, the concept of making a siyum on a yurtzeit and a kiddush and, you know, doing things luli nishmas. But the Gemara there says, Abba lo mezakeh bra, the father's not able to be mezakeh the children. Right, Avram can't save Yishmael, Yitzchak can't save Esav. Okay, etc. So Tosus gives a couple of answers. Right, again, fine, either way, meaning it could be that, since just to give the first answer, since Avshalom died in Misa Mishuna, right, as Tosos terms, so then it does help. Meaning that sometimes, some scenarios, the father's tefillah and the father's chusim can help the son, if however there's some sort of added aspect to it. So since Avshalom had such a gruesome death, right, being stabbed by so many spears, etc., so that it dafka did help. Okay, it gives a couple other answers, you can check it out over there. Vayter. Avshalom lakach v'yatsav lo b'chayav. Avshalom took and set it up during his lifetime. My lakach, amesh lakach, shalakach, mekach, ra la'atzmo. He made a bad business deal. Right, again, obviously, he tried to rebel, but it took, for whatever reason, he tried to become king, right, and he kind of, that didn't go so well. Es matzeva zasher be'emek ha'melech, right, the matzeva, right, the what's matzeva? Matzeva is like a, not by a cemetery, but the matzeva is like a pillar of some sort, not a pillar, like a, I don't know. Anyway, let's say pillar, right? That's in Emek HaMelech, in the Valley of the King. Amar B'chinei B'Papa Be'itza Amuka Shel Malkos Shel Olam, through the Eitza Amuka, through the deep advice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? The Chtev, as well as guys, Hinei Meki Malach Aram Be'Secha. That's already that was a punishment that David was already told about for Bathsheba, right? That one of his children would rebel, so that Avshalom kind of like was guided into this position. Right, but and to serve as the punishment for David Melech and for his conduct with Bathsheba. Keotu b'Davar, similarly, at Omer, you find Vayishlacheihom Eim Chevron. The Kadosh Baruch Hu sent. Literally, that pasuk is by Yosef, that Yaakov sent Yosef to check on his brothers, and the pasuk says he sent him from the depths of Chevron, from the valley of Chevron. Amar Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, again, Rashi quotes this also on the Chumash. Be'itza Amuka Shel Osa Tzadik Shel Kavur B'Chevron, with the Eitza, with the advice of the Tzadik that was buried in Chevron, i.e. Avram Avinu, Dechtiv, Yadoa Tidaki Geri Yezaracha, again, to fulfill, right, the mitzvah, or not the mitzvah, but the nevuah that Kosh Baruch Hu told Avram, the children would go down to Mitzrayim, etc., etc., as strangers in a strange land. Ki Amar Ainli Ben, Avshalom had said, I have no child. V'lo havalei bani, but he did have kids. Aksiv vayivaldula Avshalom shalosh banim basachas. Right, he had three boys and a girl. So Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi shalom hayelo ben hagun lemalchus. No, he had no kid who could take over him, over for him. Right, he had no one who was fit to be king. Rav Chisda Amar Gemiri kol asarif tivosu shel chaveru eno maniach ben leyorsha. Rav Chisda says that we have a mesora that anybody who destroys, right, the property of someone else, or the tvua, the grain of someone else, or the fields of someone else, is not going to be able to have a son to inherit him. Again, midi keneged mida, right? If you burn down someone else's crops, right, the seeds, so your seeds, right, your children, right, won't be able to be yorishim. V'hu kalye l'diyoav. And that's what Avshalom did. Avshalom took and burned down all the fields of Yoav. D'chtiv k'sipazik says, v'yomer elav adav, ru'u chalkas Yoav el yadi. Below Sham, Sorim, the Chuvit Yisua Ba'esh, Rav Yitzitzu Avdei Avshalom Esach Hachlaka Ba'esh, and he burned down Yoav's fields. Okay, fine. Beseder. V'chein Lenin Tovam, Hatova, and so too, again, we'd send Mida Keneged Mida, Kosh Baruch applies Mida Keneged Mida, and so too, right, for good, right, not only for bad, but also for good, and he gave an example of Miriam, right, who waited by Moshe Rabbeinu by the Yamsuf. And this is how we're going to transition into Inyana Dioma for Pesach. And so too, Am Yisrael waited for her when she had Saras, right? And she was forced to be outside the camp for 7 days. The Gemara says, "Mi dami hazam chadash haydav achashiva yomi." Right? Maybe you wondered that when you learned the Mishnah. Right? It's not me that can get me exactly. She waited 1 hour, if we understand it to be one legit hour, right? 1 hour, and then Bnei Yisrael waited 7 days. So Rav Abaye, okay, so you have to change the lesson of the Mishnah, not v'chein l'inyan atova, but l'inyan atova ain't okay. It's not true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does mida k'neged mida, but Bnei Yisrael, I mean, Jews, whoever does a mitzvah, is rewarded more than what they did. I'm like, Rav, v'chein l'inyan atova katani, what do you mean? The language of the Mishnah says that it is exactly the same, the mida k'neged mida. Salam Rav, hachi katani. So Rav says, no, the Mishnah meant, v'chein l'inyan atova, so too, for good, right, in a good way, right, the osa mida, meaning in that way, meaning that in that type of mida, in that type of act, meaning the schar is going to be in the same vein as the action, but ulola mida tova meruva mida paranos, but Kosh Baruch Hu gives you more, meaning that it's the same mida keneged mida, and the reward is in the same arena, but it's by good, Kosh Baruch Hu rewards more. V'tidasavach osomer chok, right, that posuk by Miriam looking out for Moshe. Amar b'Yitzchak posuk zekulu al shem shechina nemar. It's all referring to the shechina. V'tidasav, what is that? The chetiv posuk says v'yavo Hashem v'yisiatzav. Right, again, all these words have references to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the achoso, what is that? The chetiv emor lechokma achosiat. Okay, merachok, what about that? The chetiv merachok Hashem nirei lai. Nearly, Ladaas, Ladea, yeah, okay, should change to Ladea, fine. Dechtiv ki kel deos Hashem, ma dechtiv ma Hashem alkaka shalom eimach, yase dechtiv ki lo yase Hashem alokim davar, and lo dechtiv aikro lo Hashem shalom. Okay, now, weiter, into Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yonah Dioma. Vayoko melech chodosh, again, famous Rashi over here, famous Gemara, famous Rashi. Rashi brings the famous Gemara that a new king came up over Egypt. Rav Shmuel Chadam or Chadash Mamish. The Chadam or Shneskat Shuk Zerosov. And Machlokas whether it was a Mamish a new king or just a new king with new Gzeros. Madam or Chadash Mamish Dichtiv Chadash. Again, the one who says he was new. Okay, it says it was a new king. Madam or Shneskat Shuk Zerosov. Because how does according to the one who says that he had new decrees, it says he was a new king. So the well the Loksiv Vayomus Vayimloch. It doesn't say that he died and someone else took over. So it must be, right, it must mean that he just changed his mind and had new Xeris. Asher lo yada, Yosef, what does that mean? Da'ava dami kamanda lo yada leklal. It made himself as if he didn't know him at all. V'yomer alamo, hine am b'nei Yisrael. Again, Rav Yatzum imenu, b'nei Yisrael, right, there's a lot of b'nei Yisrael, what are we going to do? Tana hu hitchil beit atchila, lefichach loka tchila. Right, he gave this Eitzah first, so Paro was punished first. Who hitcha beitz atchila dechtiv ayomer alamo, lefichach locha tchila, therefore he was punished first, right, by Tzvardeya, dechtiv uvecha uveamecha uvecha levadecha, right, that Paro got Tzvardeya first. In terms of why it was Tzvardeya specifically first, okay, that's a good question. I mean, as opposed to any of the other Makos. Havan is chak malo, let's get smart about Am Yisrael. So, lahem miboy, they should have said, let's get smart towards the Jews, right? What about lo? Who's lo? So, Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Rabbi Chanina, bo v'necham l'moshen shal Yisrael. I mean, they wanted to get against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not Mashiach. I mean, he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? B'men nidonen. How can we get judgment on Bnei Yisrael? Right? How can we judge Bnei Yisrael without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, getting back at us? Nidonen be'esh, if we do you know, get Bnei Yisrael by fire, k'siv hine Hashem be'esh yavel, right, we see that Hashem will come with fire. Uksiv ki be'esh Hashem nishpat, and Hashem also judges with fire. V'cherev, if we fight them with a sword, so the k'tiv v'charbo es kol basar. So that doesn't work. Ela bo v'dun b'mayim, let's do water. Right, shekvar nas nishpat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she'enu mevi mabu ba'olam, shenemar kimei noach zos li. Again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised never to bring a marble again, so let's use water. But they didn't realize that, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised not to bring an entire flood, an entire world. But against one nation, right, Hashem had no problem. Inami, or who ain't omevi, avol hein b'ayin v'nofel n'tocho. Or you could just say that, yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't bring the marble to them. They went into the waters on their own volition. Right, so he kind of, HaKadosh Baruch Hu trapped them, but he didn't actually drown them actively. They walked into the Yam Suf. V'chein omer, u'mitzrayim nasim l'kroso. And it says that the Mitzrayim were running towards it. I mean, they ran into the sea, right? And therefore, they kind of sort of caused their own drowning. V'hainu de'amar Rabbi Lazar, ma'i dechtiv ki badavar asher zadu aleihem. Meaning, what does it mean? Ki badavar asher zadu aleihem. What is that pasuk talking about? That pasuk is, 1 second, I'm not sure. Trying to find it here on the bottom. Ki badavar asher zadu. Okay, I can't find it right now. There's as you can see, there's just a lot of psukim going on over here in the Torah. Or okay, whatever, fine. So what is it a reference to? So we darshan out b'kedera shebishlaba nisbashla, right, in the pot that they cooked, right, they themselves are cooked. I mean that the Mitzrayim wanted to destroy the Jews through water, so they themselves were destroyed right through water. My mashma the high zadu lishna the kederu who had, yeah, where'd you get it from? Right, so the kederu famous pasuk by Yazid Yaakov Nazir, where the Yaakov was cooking right a stew right for right by Esav, right, when he sold the bechora. Right, so you see the word vayazid And Kiva Dabar shares Zadu Alehem, right? And you can see that Kosh Baruch Hu paid them back. Media connected me that, right? They tried to get the Jews cooked, quote unquote, right? Birds or drowned with water, and Kosh Baruch Hu did it back on them. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Simai. Shlosha Hayu Be'otso Esa, Bilom V'Iov V'Yisro. There were three people who were advising Paro at that time when he wanted to throw the baby boys into the water. Three of them were his advisors, Bilam, Eov, and Yisro. Again, the machlok is what Eov's deal is, but according to this opinion, Eov was a real person. There's a shita that he's not a real person, but that's most assume he was. He was a real person, and B, he was alive in the time of Paro and the Yetzias Mitzrayim, and he was one of his advisors. What happened? Bilam, Sheyatz, right? Bilam, right, gave him the advice, right? Bilam said, yes, absolutely, kill the Jewish boys. So, Nerak, he eventually was killed by Pinchas, right? That's already at the end of Parshas Matos, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Eov Sheshazak, Eov was quiet, so neither Misurim, right? He had terrible suffering in his life. And Yisro Shabarach, Yisro ran away, right? He didn't want, right, to kill the Jewish boys. He had advised Paro against it. Paro was upset with this, right? Yisro ran away. That's how he ended up in Midian. So what happens? So Zachum and Bnei Banav Sheyeshu Belishchas HaGazis, right? His great-great-grandchildren, his descendants, ended up sitting as the Sanhedrin in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Mishpachos Sofer Miyoshvei Yabetz, Tiratim, Shematim, Shuchatim, Vehema Hakinim, Habayim, Machmas, Avi, Beis, Rechav, not sure exactly, right, but the Pasuk says, Bnei Keni, Eishes Moshe, meaning the Keni, right, that was Chose Moshe, that was Moshe's father, it was Keni, right, one of his names, right, so you see that they came from Yisro. For Nil Chabad of Alam and Aretz, the Mitzvim were nervous that the Jews would fight and they would go up from the land. Right? Valino Yimiboyle. So not Alam and Aretz that the Jews would leave, meaning that we will have to leave. Meaning the Mitzvim were nervous that the Jews would take over Mitzrayim. Not that the Jews would fight and leave. Right? They were nervous that the Mitzvim would get kicked out. Right? What would they care if the Jews left? They weren't slaves yet. Right? What would they care? So Amar Rabbi Abba Barakana, Kardam Shemakal Asma Vitola Kiloso Bechaviro. Well, they were just talking, like a person who, if a person says, Bli Ayin Hara doesn't want to talk about himself, right, if he's talking about something that could happen to him, so he'll say, right, it'll happen to someone else. But really, they meant themselves, right? They said, yeah, the Jews, they're going to defeat us, and then they'll leave. But what they really meant was that the Mitzrim will leave, or the Mitzrim will be forced to be exiled out of their homeland. Vayasimo loves Sarim Misim, so therefore they put on him Sarim Misim, which is the people who would tell them, right, force them to go into slavery. So Alehemi Boile, so what does it say on him? Right? It should say be on them, on Bnei Yisrael. Why there were these, what's the word they use, right? The taskmasters, right? That's the word they use in the Art Scroll right, translation. It's time to bear Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. Again, also a story found in like the kids' books, that Paro himself, right, came out, right, and to do work, and he brought this mold to make bricks, and they hung it on Paro's neck. And they said again the story that goes, right, in the little kind of like Medrash says, or like the little kids book is like, oh, the Jews were like, oh, Paro, I'll do that for you. But that's not exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that's how they would weed out, or that's how they would force the Jews who weren't used to physical labor. They'd be like, what, are you so much of an istinus? An istinus is someone who's like finicky. Are you more than istinus than Paro? Paro's out here working, right? And he's obviously, very, pampered, etc. If he's doing the work, so you should do the work. And that's how they kind of got everybody. Sari Misim, was that? Dever Shemisim, a thing that forces. Again, that's the taskmaster, yeah. Lamana Nosobisib Losam, to Anoso, to afflict him with the hard work. Anosami Baile, should have been afflict them, not afflict him. So then, Anoso, the Paro, the Sivlosam, Israel. And again, they wanted to. Again, afflict Paro, right? That Paro, again, he did the work, right? Again, in order to kind of get the Jews into working and then, kind of lull them into slavery. But even Aremis Kenosla Paro, they built these stories, these storage cities for Paro. Rav Ushmuel, the Machlokas, Rav Ushmuel, Chadam Hashem Saknos es Balehen, Vachadam Hashem Saknos es Shem Mashkenos es Balehen. One says that they made the people who owned them dangerous, meaning the cities were dangerous. To the people who owned the cities, meaning, as Rashi says over here, because eventually the Egyptians ended up getting drowning. Lashon Sakana. The Chacham Rishon and Mashkenaz made them poor. Meaning that again, eventually, because of this, the fact that they put the Jews to work, right? The Egyptians, Rashi says over here, right? They lost all their money, right? Meaning because the Jews, right? By Natsluus Mitzrayim, that the Jews, right? Emptied Mitzrayim from all their possessions. Tamar Mar Kol Osi Vibinyan Mistaken Mist Masken, right? Anybody who does construction, right? Who builds stuff, right? Ends up being poor. What's up, Shah, with that? Right, so Rashi says it because, it's unclear, right, Rashi, what's going on, but, what's Pshat with this, Rashi? What's Pshat with this, not sure exactly, that's it, right, Rashi over here, Shemaskanos. Medaldolos, right? Okay. High Lishna Logosina, right? Depending on how you hold, right? Maybe you don't have this text in the Gemara. According to the first Mandamar, it doesn't have any place over here. Okay, fine. Vaitre, let's go. It's late, and we still haven't finished Amud Aleph. As Pizom is Ramses, right? Again, Pizom and Ramses, Rav and Shmuel, Chadam or Pizol Shema. Meaning the Gemara, basically, Rav and Shmuel disagree, but it was basically the same city, right? What was the real name? One of them holds it, obviously, it was Pitom. One of them holds it was Ramses. Chadam or Pitom Shema, Velaminikur Shema, Ramses, Sharishon, Rishon is Ramses. That one of them said it was really called Pisom. It was called Ramses because it would kind of fall apart, right? And the Jews would have to rebuild it. The Chadam or Ramses, Shema really was called Ramses. Rala Menikah Shema. Pitom, what do they call that? Rishon, Rishon, Pit Tahom Bolo, that it would be swallowed, meaning the ground would swallow it up. But either way, the Mashmos is the same, right? That the city would not last, and they would have to keep on building this over and over and over, right? That and that would obviously very difficult, right, to know that your work is, right? It's one thing to work and slave away, but it's another thing to know that your work won't be miskayim and you have to do it again, right? As soon as it gets destroyed, right? That's another type of breaking a person's mind. So can you bear prot? As they afflicted the Jews, right? Then they multiplied, but v'chein rabu v'chein partsum v'boyle. Why is it k'in yir v'chein yifrot? Right? It should have said that they did multiply, not that they will multiply. So Rish Lakish, Ruach HaKodesh Mevastron, Kain Yifrot, Kain Yifrot, really that pasuk is saying that the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised, yeah, in the future, right, they will. I mean, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was promising that they would, even though there was a Shibud, they would have a lot of children. If I could have been Israel, the Jews, the Mitzrayim were disgusted by Am Yisrael, right, Melamed, which I don't want to be named Kikotsim, right, but Vayakutsu, right, it's like a coat. A coat is like a thorn, right, it's like there were thorns in their, our phrase is thorn in the side, but really thorn in the eyes. Meaning the Egyptians, right, bothered them, and to this day we see that, you know, for whatever reason, you know, from Jews bother people, right, for whatever, even if they're just doing nothing, right, that has stuck with us throughout the generations. They obviously the famous pasuk, they forced us to do hard work. Amar Avilazar perach, right, with a soft pet, with a soft mouth, meaning that they kind of. Right, the whole story with Potter going out to work, come, you'll work with me, right, they'll pay them some money, pay them less, and then eventually they had to be slaves. I mean, they convinced them, they didn't force them, they just kind of like seduced them into being slaves. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar says, no, not exactly, very apricha, by forcing them, right, that they almost broke them, right, as Rashi says over here, Rabbi Shivron Guf, by breaking their body, Matnim v'chazaka, the Chazka was right to force, right? They forced them to be slaves. Okay, right, two possibilities. Vayimaru chayem b'avoda kasha b'chomer v'alveinim, v'chol avoda basada, amar rava, v'tchila b'chomer v'alveinu, v'sof b'chol avoda basada. Initially, at the beginning, where they started with the bricks, and in the end, right, they were doing everything for them. Right, they were doing everything for them. Right, it started out with the bricks, and then they ended up, you know, being complete slaves. Es kol avoda samash avdu v'hem b'farech, right, amar rabbi shmuel b'rach mein, amar rabbi yonasan, shahayu machlifim melachas anashim l'anashim, melachas nashim l'anashim. They switched the work, right? The men had to do women's jobs, women had to do men's jobs, and that was very difficult, right? Because they're not naturally inclined for such work. Certainly for the women, it was harder for them to, you know, schlep like men would have to, and for men to do, you know, jobs in the house, that they weren't used to, or that can be very frustrating, right? Again, nowadays you have the same thing, right? If you give someone who's good at numbers, right, a paragraph to edit for a manual, for do some technical writing, it'll break them. And similarly, someone who's good at writing, if you give them numbers to work on, right, they'll just fall apart and they can't do anything. So same idea, right? That's what they tried to do. Ulman damer nami hasam perach, right, hachavadi b'pricha, and even according to the one who says, Rabbi Lozer, who said that they kind of seduced them into doing the work with the building with Paro. So here it must be, right, with difficult and painful, right, the bitterness, right, vayimaruz chayehem, right, that for sure was with, right, it's not just that it's not just they kind of seduced them into being slaves and then they continued to kind of treat them nicely. No, it means that they actually crushed them right after they were able to make them slaves, right? Eventually ended up being avodas parach. I mean, everybody agrees that it was avodas parach. The question simply is how it began, how it started. Derash of Avira, Beschar Nashon Tzidkanes, Sharub Osir Ador, Nigalu, Yisrael Mimitzrayim, right? In famous Gemara. And the schus of Amis, of the righteous women, of the Tzidkanes, Nashon Tzidkanes, right? That's how the Jews ended up getting out of Mitzrayim. When they would go down to get water from the well, Akash Baruch Hu would bring fish, and they would get half and half, right? Fish and water. And they would kind of make these two pots, one with water, one with fish. They would bring it out to their husbands in the field. Right, they would wash themselves. Or they would wash, specifically they would wash their husbands, right? Depends on who you hold like. It seems like they would wash themselves, but okay, they would wash their husbands, let's say. Give them food, give them drink. And then they would be with them, right? In the fields, right? And in the schar of this, right, Bnei Yisrael were zocha to take out all of the spoils from Mitzrayim. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, b'kan feyona nechve b'chesav e'vrasab. Birakrak Charutz. The Kevan and says Shemis Abros, once they became pregnant, then Baos Labatehan, right, then they came home. The Kevan Shemagias Moladehem, Holchos Violas Basada Takas at Tabuach, right, they would go and they would give birth underneath the apple tree. And Shneimar, as the pasuk says, Takas Tapuach Horoticha, right, underneath the apple tree. I roused you, depending on how you understand that. V'Kosh Baruch Hu Shaleach Shmei Morom, and V'Kosh Baruch Hu send Malachim Mi Sheminaker Umashbir Osan B'Kechayezu Shemeshaperes is a blood, right? Just like a midwife, right? Just like a nachaya, not a living animal, but here it means a midwife. Right, it would kind of take care of the kid after it was born, clean it, and make sure it's all doing okay. Umalantayach beomoledes osach. Shenemar's pasuk says umalantayach beomoledes osach lo karas sadich. Sorry, I'm not sure if it should be sadich. Uvamayim lo ruchatz l'shmi. Umalakid lahen shnei igulin, and they would give him two round cakes. Achash al shemen, achash al dvash, one of oil, one of honey. Shenemar's pasuk says vayinikeu dvash misela b'shemen. The cave and Shemakirin by Mitzrayim, when the Egyptians would realize what was happening, Bar Lahargo, they would come to kill them, and Nasa Nes v'Nivlein Bekarka, and there'd be a Nes, and the babies, right, would end up being swallowed up by the earth, by the ground. And Levian Shvarim v'Chorshin al Gaban, and the Egyptians kind of saw this, and they brought oxen to plow through, right, to plow through the land. Right, Shemar al Gabei Charshu Chorshim. But meaning to try and kill the babies that had been swallowed up. But after they left, the kids would literally just grow up like grass, spring up like grass. When the kids would grow up, they would come with like flocks of sheep, right, to their houses. Right, that Kosh Baruch Hu, right, took care of them and grew them up. Al tikri ba'adi adayin, right? Ela be'edrei adarim, where they would come with in flocks. Ukshenigla Kosh Baruch Hu alayam, hei mekiru tchila. And again, these kids had kind of grown up with the Kosh Baruch Hu, kiviyachol, right? That he had raised them. And then when they came to Harzina, to Kriyas Yamsuf, they saw Hashem first. Shenemar zeh keli v'aveh, they pointed, right? Anytime you have the Lashon Zeh, indicates or seeing something in front of you or pointing at something. So Zeki Levavio, and they saw the Kosh Baruch Hu because they had grown up right with the Kosh Baruch Hu, right, taking care of them. Right, this is a Medrash, which is a little bit different. Medrash says, I think it's Medrash Shabbat, right, it says that the babies that were thrown into the water, right, were rescued by Malachim and taken into the fields, into the forests, and then brought back to the parents. But okay, right, same idea, right, that the Kosh Baruch Hu sent Malachim to kind of miraculously save the babies that were they attempted to kill. So over Malach Mitzrayim, all of those are Evrios, shifting to the Shifra and Pua. Right, Paro said to Shifra and Pua, hey, you know, what's going on? Let's kill the baby boys when they're born. Right, again, this is before the decree to throw them into the water. Rav Shmuel's Machlokas. Rav Shmuel, who these people were, right? We all know the famous that it was Yocheved and Miriam, but it's actually a Machlokas discussion in the Gemara over here. Chad Amar Isho Bita, Chad Amar Isho V'chamosa. Right, is a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her daughter-in-law? Right, so Man Amar Isho Bita Yocheved and Miriam. Right, according to the one who says it was mother and her daughter, that's Yocheved and Miriam. Man Amar Kala V'chamosa, but if it says her mother-in-law and daughter-in-law, so that's Yocheved v'Elisheva. That was Ashes Aaron, right? Aaron's wife, Elisheva. It was Yocheved and Elisheva. Tanya within the Braisa, come on, Damar Isho Bita, right? And this is what probably why it's more famous. Right? Braisa says that it was a woman and her daughter. It was Yocheved and Miriam. Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Shifra zu Yocheved. It was really Yocheved. V'lamen nikra Shifra. Shema Shifra, Shem Mishapiris is Avlad, that she kind of organized and straightened out, right, the baby right after it was birthed to make sure it was doing okay. Devra Acher Shifra Shaparu V'Rabu Yisrael B'Yamea. Another reason she was called Shifra, because B'nai Yisrael, right, Paru V'Rabu, there's Pira V'Yerivia, they multiplied when she was, working when she was alive. Pua, who was that? Zum Miriam, that's Miriam. V'lam Nekar Shema Pua, why was she called Pua? Shesha Pua Lavlat, that she would, again, she would kind of make soft noises to the baby. Dover Acher, another understanding. Pua Shaisa Pua Baruch HaKodesh. And she would, she had Ruach HaKodesh, she would merit, she would say, Asida Imi Shetele Ben Shemoshiach Yisrael. Again, that was the Nebuah that's referenced in the Chazal, right, that she told Amram about it, and she was able to convince him to remarry Yocheved, and then their children. And their child would save Am Yisrael. Again, when you give birth to the Jews, right, make sure if it's a boy, kill him. If it's a daughter, she can live. My Avnayim, again, when the Jewish mothers are sitting on the Avnayim, on the stones, right, so they see if it's a boy or a girl. What is that? What's that word Avnayim? So I'm Rabbi Chanan, Simon Godol Maser Lahem. Paro told them, right, you can figure out when a woman is about to give birth. When a woman is about to give birth, so her legs become cold like stones. And some people say it's like this. This pasuk, right, that's a reference to someone who's doing pottery. Right, just like a potter sits there, right, with his wheel between his legs, right, and spinning and kind of molding the creation. So to a woman, that's how a woman gives birth. Right, the same kind of form, the same kind of position. And Ben Huva Mitanoso, right? If it's a boy, and kill him. Amar Bichanina, Simon Godol Maser Lahem. Again, Paro gave them a sign to figure out if it was a boy or a girl. Ben Panav Lamata, Bas Panel Lamala, right? That a boy, his face would be born down, right? Again, he would be born, I guess you'd see, facing down, you'd see the hair first, I guess. And a daughter would be born face up. Nowadays, it's not true anymore. Okay, fine. Right, obviously, Shifra and Pua didn't do that. So, why does it say right, they didn't do like they spoke on them? Right, it should have said just spoke to them. But what's on them? What do you mean that Paro spoke on them? So, that really Paro wanted to marry them or be with them, right, physically, and then, you know, I guess as part of his will, I don't know, and they resisted. They weren't, they didn't allow him to do that either. But they kept the boys alive. Right, not only did they not kill the babies, but they kept them alive. They brought food and water, etc. They explained their actions, saying that the Jewish women gave birth on their own without midwives. My chayos, what does it mean that they were chayos? Ilay mechayos mamish, right? Atu chaya milo tzucha chaya chrizi lolota looluda. Meaning, the Gemara just points out that their analogy was flawed, because if you say that they're like animals, animals don't need midwives, right? Animals just give birth, right? So what was the point of having midwives if they were like animals? So it can't mean that they were just giving birth on their own. So Ella, so really what it meant was, Amrlo umazuke chayan nimshula. Says, no, you're missing the point. Right, this nation is compared to animals. Right, you have Yehuda is Gur Aryeh, Dan is Yidan Nachash Aliderech, right, Naphtali is Ayala Shlucha, right, Yisachar is Chamor Garem, right, again, Yehuda is a lion, Dan is a snake, Naphtali is a deer, an Ayal, Yisachar is a donkey, Chamor Garem, Yosef Bechoshor is an ox, Binyamin Zev Yitrof, Binyamin is a wolf, the Ksivbe, the Lok Ksivbe, right, so meaning that for those who have an animal in their brachos, so fine, and for those who don't, so then Ksiv, right, your mother is a lion, is a female lion, and therefore, right, again, obviously the children then will be lions. Okay, we're going to stop here because we're going to kind of transition into a discussion about the children of Kalev. Right, we're going to start because Kalev married Miriam, etc. As the Agadah continues tomorrow, have a great day or night and a great Yom Tif, I guess a great Chol Hamoed. Depending on where you're listening to this.